知行英语。Listen and share.
Devil's Point. It continued to get louder and closer. It was moving fast like a squirrel, but it was as loud as a bear. It sounded like it was going all the way around the point. Not only that, but it was moving faster and getting closer with each circle of our campsite. My uncle grabbed his gun because we didn't know what else to do.I shined the light exactly where we heard the sound, and we couldn't see anything. All we could see was leaves flying into the air, and bushes moving like something was moving rapidly through them. We tried not to panic, but we knew by now that this was something not at all earthly. My uncle took aim on the area about 20 feet away from us, where I was now shining the light, and fired.The noise and movement stopped instantly. We felt a little relaxed, but we were in shock at the same time. Talked about what it could have been, and if there was any possibility, it could have been an animal. We both agreed it could not have been. After about a half hour more, it started again. It started at the very bottom and continued to progress up the slopes,until it was very near us. This time, we tried to hold and not fire as long as we could. It came about 10 feet away from us, and my uncle fired once more. Once again, all became silent. I would continue detailing each encounter that night, but you get the idea.
声音变得越来越大，越来越近。它像松鼠一样快速地移动，但那声音却像是熊发出的似的。听起来，整个峡角周围都有声音。不仅如此，声音还越来越近，正一点一点靠近我们的帐篷。叔叔紧抓着他的枪，因为我们不知道除此之外还能做什么。我把手电照向声音发出的地方。什么都没看到，只能看到树叶在空中飞舞，矮树丛沙沙作响，像有人在里面走动似的。我们已经意识到这不是寻常之物，所以努力保持镇定。我拿着电筒，叔叔瞄准20英尺外的地方开了火，那声音和动作立刻就停了。我们松了一口气，但同时又感到很惊讶。我俩讨论那究竟是什么东西，有没有可能是只动物？最后一致认为不可能是动物。半个多小时后，那声音又响起来了，声音从斜坡底慢慢向上，逐渐靠近我们。这次我们一直端着枪，直到那声音离我们大概10英尺的时候才开枪。声音又一次停了。我还可以继续详细描述那晚每次听到声音时的情景，但我想你们已经了解了。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
It continued to get louder and closer. 声音变得越来越大，越来越近。It was moving fast like a squirrel.But it was as loud as a bear.
它像松鼠一样快速地移动，但那声音却像是熊发出的似的。
It sounded like it was going all the way around the point.
听起来，整个峡角周围都有声音。
Not only that, but it was moving faster and getting closer with each circle of our campsite.
不仅如此，声音还越来越近，正一点一点靠近我们的帐篷。
My uncle grabbed his gun
because we didn't know what else to do.
叔叔紧抓着他的枪，因为我们不知道除此之外还能做什么。
I shined the light exactly where we heard the sound, and we couldn't see anything.
我把手电照向声音发出的地方，什么都没看到。
All we could see was leaves flying into the air, and bushes moving like something was moving rapidly through them.
只能看到树叶在空中飞舞，矮树丛沙沙作响，像有人在里面走动似的。
We tried not to panic, but we knew by now that this was something not at all earthly.
我们已经意识到这不是寻常之物，所以努力保持镇定。
My uncle took aim on the area about 20 feet away from us, where I was now shining the light, and fired. The noise and movement stopped instantly.
我拿着电筒，叔叔瞄准20英尺外的地方开了火，那声音和动作立刻就停了。
We felt a little relaxed, but we were in shock at the same time.
我们松了一口气，但同时又感到很惊讶。
Talked about what it could have been, and if there was any possibility, it could have been an animal.
我俩讨论那究竟是什么东西，有没有可能是只动物。
We both agreed it could not have been.
最后一致认为不可能是动物。
After about a half hour more, it started again.
半个多小时后，那声音又响起来了。
It started at the very bottom and continued to progress up the slopes until it was very near us.
声音从斜坡底慢慢向上，逐渐靠近我们。
This time, we tried to hold and not fire as long as we could. It came about 10 feet away from us, and my uncle fired once more.
这次我们一直端着枪，直到那声音离我们大概10英尺的时候才开枪。
Once again, all became silent.
声音又一次停了。
I would continue detailing each encounter that night, but you get the idea.
我还可以继续详细描述那晚每次听到声音时的情形，但我想你们已经了解了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
All the way， 这里的 all the way 相当于 all the time， 表示自始至终，从头到尾。比如说，你遇到麻烦了，朋友很贴心地对你说 ，I am with you all the way， 我会一直陪着你的。这个词组还可以表示特地，一路上。例如
，He drove all the way to see me off at the airport， which made me moved。
他特地开车到机场来给我送行，这让我深受感动。
Take aim 表示瞄准，
一般后面都接介词 on 或者是 at， 比如说 The hunter took aim at the fox and shot it， 猎人瞄准狐狸，以枪命中。这个固定搭配也可以用作抽象的意义，比如说 The new product take aim at the young consumer， 新产品直指年轻的消费者。事实上 aim 这个词本身也可以做动词使用，所以我们也可以直接说 aim at， 比如说 aim one's gun at the enemy， 把枪瞄准敌人。
as long as，
as as 和什么一样，这里的 as long as 意思就是和什么一样长，比如说 you can pull the elastic as long as you want， 你想把这根松紧带拉多长就能拉多长。注意这个词组还可以表示只要，相当于 so long as， 例如只要你及时通知我，我就会和你合作的。
I will cooperate as long as I am notified on time.
Idea， 课文里的 get the idea 可不是表示有主意的意思， idea 在这里是指想法。
have no idea of
意思就是对什么一点也不知道，完全不知道的意思。那如果对什么有一些了解知道呢，则可以说
have some idea of，
比如说 I have no idea about his job， 我根本就不知道他的工作。
好了，
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。